a prayer for me, guys. I haven't sang for a long time. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I fail.
Torn.
this message is called Be Strong. So Anchor Holds kind of goes with it, because I want to tell you right from the start, if y'all don't know who your anchor is, it's Jesus. And he never lets us down. It never fails. God never fails us. So just hold on to that anchor and be strong. And I'm going to try to start the message now, okay? I got a lot of verses, guys, so if you want to sit down, that's no problem. But the title of this message is called Be Strong. And I don't know if anybody remembers, probably a few weeks ago, Pastor talked about grit. Does anybody remember that? Okay, to have grit means you have courage and show the strength of your character. And that's what we all need to do. Anything we go through, Sister Peg, we have to have courage. We have to show the strength of our character. And our character is how we represent God. We don't blow up, Sister Serena. We don't say things and do things we're not supposed to do. Because what we do and what we say is how we represent God. And we don't want to do that. So, grit is short for four words. Growth, and I'll go back and give you a scripture. Resilience, integrity, and tenacity. So I'm going to start out with growth, and I'm going to go to 2 Peter 3:18. Everybody there? Okay. Just gonna get one more page. Okay, and that scripture says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We're all thankful for grace. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But when we come here and we gather together and when we practice spiritual disciplines, we learn the word and we grow that in knowledge. So it says to grow in grace and in knowledge, and that's how we do it, is through preaching, through spiritual disciplines, which nobody told me anything about, guys. All the years I'd been in church, it was over 50. Nobody ever mentioned spiritual disciplines, Pastor, till I came here. So it's something that I don't forget, and I don't want anybody else to forget it. I want to keep reminding somebody that might not know. You know, we have visitors come in here all the time, Sister Peg. They might not know nothing about spiritual discipline, just like I didn't know anything about it. And it's our job to try to expound those things to other people so that they can enjoy the word and enjoy the Lord like we do, because it makes a big difference, Pastor, in our life. If we have more added to us and more added to us, we want to grow. That's what growth is. We have to do something to grow. So, that was about growth. We have to grow. We can't just stay stagnated. God wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to be stagnated. Now we're going to talk about resilience. And I'll tell you what it means, and I got a scripture for you. Resilience is the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. Anybody in here don't have a difficulty? Do you know what difficulty is? A problem, something you can't work out. Sometimes we can work it out. But other times, we can't work it out. We have to give it to God and wait on Him to work it out. And when we're going through that and we have those difficulties, we have to be tough. You have to hold on. There is no way to give up. And we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And perseverance is the ability to work hard, stay focused. Don't give up when faced with difficulties and disappointments. And we're going to do verse 18 while we're in Ephesians there too. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. God's got a lot for us, saints, if we just use it. Sometimes we don't use it. Now, I'm going to go to Psalms 133 and verse 1. And this has got to do with integrity. This is part of the grit word. This is the I, G-R-I. Adhere to strong moral principles and ethical values, leading to honest and trustworthy behavior. How many want God to trust them? How many want your brothers and sisters to trust you? We have to be able to trust each other. And it makes us whole and undivided. And we're going to go to Psalms 133 and 1 and put that with that. And it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. If we get division, we got problems, saints. We have to be in unity with one another. And when we're in unity, we know when something's hurting somebody else, and we know what to pray for. But if we're divided, and when you're divided, you're only worried about yourself, Pastor. You're not worried about your brothers and sisters. But God don't work that way. Because if God worked that way, would He care about us? He wouldn't care about us. He'd say, well, that person did this, or that person hasn't prayed, or that person hasn't done this. He wouldn't care. But we can't be that way. We have to look out for each other. We have to stick like glued with each other. And don't be afraid to tell anybody that you need something. I know I've been in churches, Pastor, that I didn't do that. Nobody taught me to do that either. I love our prayer app thing that's on our phones, because we didn't do much praying for people where I was at, because if something bad came up, I got on the phone and made phone calls to everybody, you know, trying to tell them something. But it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to pray for each other and work for each other at any given time. I mean, this is kind of a thing I've told people, and Sister Serena mentioned this before church when I was talking to her. I've told people there's a phone laying on my bed. If there's a problem, if you need prayer, I don't care what time of day or night it is, you can call me in the middle of the night. And she said she couldn't sleep the other night. Her leg was hurting real bad, and I said, yeah, but you didn't call me. And she's not the only one in here. I've had word get back to me that Jason told Angel, Gail's going to get you, because she was up. She said, I am not calling her at 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter, saints. We have to be here for each other. That's why God put us all together, and we have to remember that we need to be here for each other. Okay, I'm going to try to break this down a little bit. Oh, we got one more here. Because T for, in the last part of grit, tenacity. The quality or fact of being very determined. And you're just going to go back a couple chapters to Psalms 127 and 4. And that says, it's my fault, so let me see something. Okay, well, we won't worry about that verse because somehow I got the wrong one. Yeah, that's the one. I said 127 and 4. I think I got it wrote down wrong, but it's okay, guys. We're going to go to Psalms 27 and 4. Thanks, Pastor. That says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Aren't you so thankful that we can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life? Some people want to do something else, Sister Serena. They don't want to dwell with the Lord. But we ought to all be, and other countries, if you think about other countries, they can't do that. We are a very blessed people to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life and everything that we can learn and everything that we can do, because we learn how to do things here. We learn how to take care of each other. We learn how to be lights unto people. Was it Carl? Was that his name that came in the other night that brought his mom? Jeff and Betty, I stopped and talked to them. That's what we need, to be able to help people that walk in that are looking for something. I know they go to church somewhere, but you don't know what they're going to find. There might be something else when they walk through the door, and they're not going to get it at their home church. So God works, and it doesn't mean that they'll keep coming here or make this their permanent home, but at least we helped them for that time. I mean, we like to keep people, but at least if we can help them and they'll think about it later and maybe they'll come back, maybe they'll tell somebody else that's looking for a church, well, if you don't want to try mine, go try that one. I tried that one. And, you know, because when people get used to places, sometimes they don't want to try anything different. But all we have to do is let our light shine. If we let our light shine, it'll get brighter and brighter. God will take care of it. He will make it shine brighter and brighter. Okay, now I've got five characteristics of grit. The ones we did a minute ago represented the word grit, G-R-I-T, okay? Now, I've got five characteristics of grit. Courage, conscientiousness, perseverance, resilience, and passion. And I know I'm throwing these big words out here, but I'm going to try to break it down for you. Courage. The willingness to take risk, step out of one's comfort zone, and face challenges. And that's going to be Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Ready? Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So whatever you're going through, don't be afraid. Because God will always be there. And if you'll let him lead you and guide you, that's where some people get in trouble. God's there, but they don't listen. If they don't like the way he's wanting them to go, they don't listen. And you know, I can tell you, I listened. But it was a little hard for me to come here and leave where I was at and leave friends and all that. But I'm so thankful that I listened. God had more for me, and I am very thankful that I listened. And I want to tell you guys, please make sure that you listen to God, because sometimes we go through things that we don't want to. We don't understand why. But on the other side, God's got more for us. And he's trying to bring us to it. He's not going to make us go. He's not that way. As some of you have said before, he's a gentleman. He's not going to make us go. But if we'll just be willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. And that's a scripture somewhere. But if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. So we have to try to listen and try to accept what God's will is, even if we don't understand what it is. God knows what's best. And I guess I have to throw myself back in here too. I didn't understand what God wanted me to do when he brought me here, Sister Serena. I didn't understand. It didn't mean I didn't love all you guys, because I knew a lot of you. It didn't mean I didn't love you. But he told me that I was sitting in my living room one day, and I was thinking about Brother Doug, and he told me, he said, he brought me to Breaking Bread to make a difference. And I'm telling you, saints, that don't make me any better than any of you. It just meant that God wanted to use me for something. He said, he brought me here to make a difference. And I hope I'm doing that. I really do. I'm trying. But he said he was going to make a difference in me. And I can guarantee you he has made the difference in me. But I don't believe he's done yet. I still believe that God's got more for me. And I'm just going to keep on following him and doing what he wants me to do. Okay. Now, the next one. It doesn't have a verse with it. Conscientiousness, being diligent, organized, and reliable in pursuing goals. Do you want to be reliable to God in what he wants you to do? That's what we want to be. We want to be reliable. We want God to be able to depend on us. If he wants us to do something, he wants to be able to tell us, and we're going to listen. So we need to be reliable. And the third one is perseverance. The ability to work hard. How many like working hard? It's good if you're doing it for Jesus. Work hard. Stay focused. That means keep your eyes on Jesus and what he wants you to do. Follow the word. If anybody comes and tells you something that is not lined up to this word, don't take it. Don't listen. If it don't line up, you don't take it. Don't give up when faced with difficulties and disappointments. And let's read Ephesians 6:18 to go with that one. You guys ready? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Pray for each other. Support each other. If you know somebody's down, call them up. Try to lift them up. Pray for them. Don't just ignore them. Just work on it. I mean, you know, you would if it was your brother and sister in the natural, right? Well, we're all brothers and sisters in here. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So we have to keep working for each other. And resilience is another one. And it's the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties and be tough. And we read that one earlier. And you have to be tough. That don't mean mean. I'm not saying tough mean. I'm saying tough determined. You're going to stand no matter what. You're going to hold on to the Lord no matter what. Because people may tell you that God's going to let you down. But I'm here to tell you, he's not going to let you down. If he doesn't answer right when we want him to, he has a reason. We've all talked about that before. God has a reason, and he knows what's best. So we just have to keep trusting him. I just got a couple more, guys. Passion. A deep and enduring interest. How many have a deep and enduring interest in making it to heaven? I mean, that's the most important thing, Brother Jason. And we need a deep interest in that. That's what we're all striving for, is to make it to heaven and to help others make it there. An enduring interest in a particular activity. Won't that be a good activity, guys, to be able to go to heaven? Which provides intrinsic. I learned a word today, guys. Intrinsic. And it, motivation, and it means true or real. How many want to be motivated, true and real? And it's all in the Word. That is the true, and that is the real that will never fail you. And motivation, okay? The drive, that means push, okay? To engage in activities for their inherent satisfaction rather than for external rewards or pressures. That's what we're striving for. We're not striving to get anything down here. That's not the things we're striving for. We're striving to get satisfaction to be with Jesus. We're not down here working to get rewards down here. That's not what it's all about. It's all about getting and rewards from Christ and doing what he wants us to do. And I only got one more verse, guys. I want to do this verse. It's Hebrews 13:3, because I mentioned this earlier about adversity. And we all have adversity of some kind. Might not today, but you don't know what's coming tomorrow. So you just have to do it every day, you know, hold on every day. See if this will let me get there. And that verse says, remember them that are in bonds. That means any problems, guys. Something they can't work out. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. That means that we feel their pain. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, which we just talked about, difficulties and misfortunes, as being yourselves also in the body. When you hear about somebody else going through something, just imagine how you would feel if you were going through it. And nobody wanted to help you. Everybody wants help. Sometimes they don't ask, but they want help. And if this just came to me, you reap what you sow. If you'll help somebody else, God's going to send somebody to help you. Or the person that you did help, God will send them back and they'll say, you helped me. Now I'm here to help you. So we reap what we sow. So let's all just try to be strong. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, don't let it take you away from God. Some people think, well, God didn't work this out, so I'm just not going to be around him anymore. I'm not going to go to church anymore. That isn't the way it works, Brother Ken. We have to hold on because we go through things for a reason. And God knows exactly what the reason is, and he'll bring us out of it. But it's only in his time, not our time, his time. But I can guarantee you he will bring all of us through. All we have to do is keep our focus, and our real focus should be on where we want to go. Where do we want to make our eternal home? That should be our focus. We want to do everything we can to make heaven our home. And we want to do everything we can to share that idea and that focus with other people, because there's a lot of them out there that don't know the Lord like we know the Lord. And we are a blessed people to know God and have what we have. So if you just remember one thing, just remember, be strong, because Jesus is our anchor and he never fails. So if you remember who your anchor is, you'll be strong and you won't fall. God bless you.